up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
So there we were, Saturday morning, sitting in a King Ranch.
Well, there you were.
Baggage. Well, that's not saying royal we, dude. Like, it's a collective.
I was out. Ew.
It's an early morning. Having some kolaches, collecting some cards for 10,000 for the troops. And in walks the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 411 of Conroe, Texas, y'all. Just breezed in. Breezed in like they owned the place.
Yes, they did.
Because they had a lot to say, frankly. And they dropped off about a solid 3,500 and change cards. Just
like it was nothing.
No, really. They were like, well, you know, we were trying to get 5, but it was kind of short notice. And our goal next year is like 14. And it's like, you know what? I promised shout outs because this was a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Conroe people because they tend to collaborate. American Legion Post 411 in Conroe helping them out. American Legion Post 618 in Willis helping them out. American Legion District 7 Convention helping them out. ALA Units 95, Huntsville, Texas. ALA Unit 84 from Madisonville, Texas. All the way out there. Willis ISD, Willis High School, Sweethearts, and Conroe ISD all contributed to that pile. Oh, yes. And the Magnolia High School swim team dropped off like 500 cards, too.
That's an additional 500
That's
cards.
An additional.
Whoa.
They showed up right to close business. I was about to pack up. Someone was watching. Hey.
Surprise.
Don't forget the swim. Again, like, I know it's crunch time. You guys, you guys made it a crazy, crazy weekend of cards.
Crazy last weekend of cards.
Because that's the last pickup party.
Because now it's just the week.
Yeah.
As in cards are due Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and we're counting them on Friday.
That is correct.
So if this is the first time you've heard of that deadline and you're panicking a smidge, you can bring the cards to Mack Hike Chevy, but it has to be in the morning, like during our show.
That is kind of your option of last resort.
On Friday, because we're revealing the total at 9:30.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to be prior to that because we're going to obviously have to get them counted.
Mm.
But if you've got like, especially a few thousand, and you're looking for a way to really capitalize on that, yeah, come to the party. Make us sweat a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Just watch our eyes light up, you know? And then
from excitement and fear.
Yeah, exactly. But look, however you get it, like, if it's easier for you to get them to us, like, this week, you can drop them off at the Bull Studio. You can still drop them at Mack High.
You can.
That's still perfectly
and honestly,
valid.
If you live by a King Ranch Ag and Turf,
they will absolutely
you could
take
drop
them as
there,
well. Yeah,
they and then will. They'll just call us.
Exactly.
So however you can get them to us. We'll even come get them.
But that said,
you just got to reach out to us on Facebook or shoot us an email. That info is on the post if you go online to thebullhouston.com.
I mean, would we love to see you out there on Friday morning? Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course we would. Would we like to hang out with you? Heck
we've
yeah.
We've got some cool things that we are lining up. I know Bob Jones.
Yes.
He was our United flight attendant. He's
right.
going to be coming out with United.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to be doing a reveal of sorts. So, mm-hmm.
so
excited to see
we
that.
We are very eager
Shake
to
out.
See how they did. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. So that is Friday. But yeah, last week of this. So get us your cards.
Also, I would like to, it's not really a retraction, more of like an update. Because I know we talked about getting a box from Heath Rogers at the UPS store.
Yeah.
And then we didn't end up counting it all. It was the Missouri City or one of the Missouri City lookouts.
It was packed.
Because it was very full. It was completely full. So it was just Heath Rogers. Like his name's on all the cards
it
that
was
I have
just that guy?
Looked at. Yeah.
Just
so
Heath?
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 4, 6. So 562 cards in that box.
That's awesome.
Heath.
Just low key coasting. 500.
Over 500.
I like it. All right. Happy Monday, everyone. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, there's a new startup called Cluely, which openly boasts that it can help everyone cheat on everything. And people are very into this. Like, they have raised a lot of investment money. So much, they've just got another $15 million on top of what they already had.
Cheat on everything?
Cheat on everything.
Like anything I can think
anything
of,
and
this
everything.
Will help me cheat on it.
Yeah, and the two founders, they were kicked out of Columbia for it.
So really?
What does it do? And how can it help? Well, it might hurt if you are an employer, but we'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Let's start with what you were alluding to the weekend. Morgan Wallen mania.
Yeah.
He lit up Houston, quite literally, as he kicked off I'm the Problem with fire, pyro, and some serious self-reflection. So during the title track, he doused the stage in fake lighter fluid while headlines from his past scandals flashed on the screen. It was a cool moment if you're able to see it online. Then he struck up a lighter and pretended to let it all burn.
Yeah.
So some of the headlines, a newspaper article calling him America's problem, a fan commenting his albums have too many songs, Morgan Wallen breaks COVID mask protocols, nod to his 2020 bar incident.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're going all the way back.
That cost him his SNL debut.
Going all the way back.
Well, there was a throwback to when he was snubbed for Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs in 2023 also.
Yes.
And he brought out a couple local celebs, as he's known to do during his walk-up.
Yes, he did. I was right about one of them. I called Drizzy. I called Drake, I believe. I said that Drake would be a reasonable one to grab.
Yep.
He's right in the neighborhood.
Yep. I did mention Drake.
Did not call Andre Johnson.
And who would have guessed Mattress Mac? I mean, that's like an amazing one.
I should have.
Well, that's like in your wildest dreams.
I should have, because that's, yeah, it's like, oh, well, because he shows up with the briefcase of cash, right? Like pops the case, hands it to Morgan. Morgan's like, yeah, man. I mean, that's a pretty good use. That should have been at the top of the list, but no, it wasn't.
Jelly Roll loved it too. Like, just when I think you can't goat yourself anymore, you bring up Mac in Houston.
Bring up Mattress Mac. Legend status.
I'm sure Nick will have more from the show you know, he was there.
Yes, that helps, of course, when you can attend.
So I said that today's workforce, very demanding. And I love when these come out because I think I have kind of a handle of what people want in an office setting. And then I read this and think, never mind.
Mm.
I think some of this is just a byproduct of COVID when so many people discovered they could work from home successfully.
Yeah.
But then for whatever reason, they were made to come back in the office.
Right.
And so
now
it is like their mission in life.
I think there's a bitterness there. From a lot
Which
of people.
I guess.
If like, you know,
nice work if you can get it.
Exactly.
Most of us can't.
But
okay?
And be real too. It sucks for everyone else too.
Exactly,
it's great for you. It's horrible for your coworkers.
So what are the non-negotiable perks?
What do we want?
Today's workforce is looking for.
I mean, I guess free food and drink is high on the list. Like, definitely free drink. Well, that's not going to be high on the list. That's just the stuff. That's low-hanging fruit, probably. I don't know. More time off.
Paid overtime is
that's
the top
perk?
Non-negotiable benefit.
Okay.
76% say it's a must-have.
All right.
But it's interesting that they would include that because you're also talking about a workforce that really wants a four-day compressed work
week. Yeah.
So if you're talking paid overtime, does that mean
no
the fifth day
no.
becomes overtime?
Yeah, no, it would. It would absolutely become overtime.
Really, that's more on
overtime.
You.
Yeah. Like, that's...
Like, that's normal. That's like a normal work day. Like, if you have breached your 4 days, you're allotted 4 days, that's a you problem, right?
I would think
especially
that.
Because according to this, other things they want are nap rooms, fun rooms, pet-friendly offices.
Nap rooms it has occurred to me that nap rooms might be a cool thing to have. But, again, think about what that means. You're going to take a nap on the job. You're going to be that
it.
Much longer.
That's it.
Right? You're never going to get out.
Because the big thing here with the 4-day work week is comparable work-life balance flexibility. Well, yeah, if you're napping at your office, you're extending your hours at your office. That's...
I don't see... Yeah, that doesn't
that's
really...
That's contrary to really what you're asking for.
You think,
don't do that.
You think you want that. I don't know that in reality you want
it's
stuff that's going to
that
keep
attractive.
You in the building. Yeah, you want to leave.
You want the normal stuff.
I think, yeah.
Like paid sick leave.
Money.
Health insurance.
Money.
Retirement packages.
Money. Money.
Money.
Yeah, those things. That's what I want for my job. That's what I can make my own nap room.
Workplace culture, all of that.
That's fine. That's cute. Money
Find
and let
it
me
where
leave.
You can.
Yeah, money and let me leave. Those are the two things.
So how are they going to get these nap rooms and these fun rooms and everything else?
Great question.
Clueless. So I said these cats got kicked out of Columbia. They created a tool called Interview Coder that helps engineers cheat on technical interviews. Which seems difficult, but...
That is...
They say it uses an undetectable AI to coach people through virtual interviews and calls. So it basically tells you what to say verbatim.
Really?
There are probably some practical uses, like maybe it could help you in negotiations.
Right.
You're really bad at that. You don't know how to stand your ground very well.
But if you're interviewing to be like a rocket scientist, you know, this could get you in the door when you don't know anything about rockets or science.
It won't keep you there, but...
Yeah, exactly. But it gives you a chance.
The issue is people think being told what to say is very shady.
Of course it's shady. It's incredible. You can't have an AI app coach you
Now, the company knows that. They say it's cheating, right? They say it's cheating.
Yes.
But they're like, look, you could use it for interviews. You could use it for exams. You could use it for work calls.
All of those are cheating.
Yeah, but people are already doing that. They're already doing that, right? And even like with dates or to like con people into going on a date by pretending like you're into one of their interests. You can already do that.
Yeah, it absolutely exists.
This is just for lazy people. But you always have the ability to do it.
Yeah.
And also in the future, they say it won't even be considered cheating.
Yes, it's all... all
just
right.
Just be on the lookout, guys.
Okay.
This is the future. Awesome. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Chlorine.
Oh, that's a
one of the answers.
That's a familiar
in today's
familiar
Money Minute.
These times of chlorine.
That means if we call you before 8:30 to play Money Minute, you only have to get 9 questions correct in 60 seconds, and you win $100.
You got it.
But you can't get a call and you can't win the cash unless you sign up to play. So do that. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
If you smell.
Sean
is cooking.
Do you ever have a day that pops up and then you immediately regret what you said on the radio, like a week before?
A few weeks before.
To you? That happens. I say things I regret on the radio.
Like, and then yeah, you realize.
Or do you have to say them and forget them?
I have a short memory, man. Oh, I'm good. They say that in football, quarterbacks and cornerbacks need to have short memories. You know, and I'm not saying I don't learn lessons from things that I do on the radio. I'm just saying I don't let it affect my weekend for sure.
I'm not going to pull the audio because there's no point to it, but I will just say that I said I have zero interest in a Kevin Durant deal.
Yeah.
Zero interest.
Zero interest in it happening at all, or zero interest in it happening for the Rockets.
I just wasn't.
Either way, you're screwed, buddy.
I was
buddy.
Down with it. Let the record show.
Yeah. Katie was.
That's why you're so happy.
Katie was excited because...
I know I was indifferent, but...
But yeah, because Kevin Durant... anyway, yes, Kevin Durant is a Rocket.
He is a Houston Rocket now, Frito. You got to embrace this thing.
I know, and I will.
Yeah.
I will, because I love nothing more than winning things.
No, it's...
And championships, and Kevin Durant gives you a... What do you think? Is this a big deal?
Well, it's a huge deal. Are you kidding me? It's a huge deal in Houston. It's a huge deal around the NBA. And for those just waking up and maybe were unplugged for their Sundays, Kevin Durant, at about lunchtime on Sunday... became a Houston Rocket. Well, technically, he'll become a Houston Rocket like on July 6th when the league year starts. That's how the NBA does things. So the trade has been agreed to between the Rockets and the Suns, sending Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick in the draft this Wednesday, and then a bunch of second-round picks over like the next 10 years, 5 second-round picks to the Suns for Kevin Durant.
That's not a bad package.
It's not – well, the Suns – the Sun, that's as good as the Suns were going to do in this trade.
Yeah.
He's 37 years old, looking for a contract extension. I've talked to a lot of people in the last 24 hours, both around the trade and both, you know, in the fan realm and obviously other stations. I'm about to do an interview here in about 5 minutes. The general consensus with Rocket fans that don't like the trade is that the only reason they can find that they don't like the trade is they just don't like the vibe of Kevin Durant personally.
Yeah.
He's very sensitive on social media.
Yes.
Kind of a heel character.
Yes. It doesn't end well.
He's been a thorn in the Rockets' side, which is, you know, sometimes if you can't beat him, join him thing goes down with these trades. This is not the first person who's been a thorn in the Rockets' side who they've then gone and traded
for. No, Charles Barkley.
Going all the way back to Barkley, but I'll say even more recently, Chris Paul, and Russell Westbrook, and Dwight Howard and guys like that. I mean, they've had some big names come in here over the last 10 years, none bigger than Kevin Durant. And I would say out of all these guys they brought in the last several years, Kevin Durant's probably still playing at the highest level of any of those guys.
He's still got the most game left in the tank.
Yes. I'll just give you some numbers here. Easily consumable numbers. He has averaged over 25 points a game, shot over 50% from the field, and shot over 40% from three-point range. All those done all three of those things each of the last 3 years.
37.
He's the only player in the not the only player in the NBA now to do that in 3 years in a row. He's the only player in the history of the NBA to do that 3 years in a row, and he's doing it at age soon to be 37.
But that's it. You can't get so hung up on age, because this happens in other sports. Obviously, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You've got Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Every once in a while, you'll get that guy.
It's more the athlete than the age.
Yeah. If you might get that dude.
Now, he's missed a lot of games over the last 4 years.
That's the other thing.
The age is not affecting his performance. It is affecting his availability.
Mm.
So when he's on the floor, he's elite. Now, here's the luxury the Rockets have. This is not where they emptied their chamber of assets that they have to go get a guy who's now got nothing around him.
Yes.
They've got a very deep, very athletic, very young team that now is adding Kevin Durant. They can really manage his workload throughout the regular season. I'd be shocked if he ever played, if they had a back-to-back, you know, two games on two nights, I'd be shocked if he played in both games at all during the season.
Because, you legitimately don't. You don't need him. You can pick the games you want him.
He needs to be ready for the postseason.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. And they still got a team that can win games in the regular season, even when they're sitting him down. The biggest thing that happened with this trade, and I love the trade, I think it's great. I think that they did not want to do in this trade, and they accomplished it. They didn't want to give up any of their long, athletic wing players like Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith, and Tari Eason.
They
were able to hold on. That's a big difference maker for this team.
Yes, it is.
The second thing is they have all these, they have this treasure trove of first round picks over the next several years, their own and Phoenix's that they got in a trade way back when. The only one they had to give up was the one this coming Wednesday night. They still got Phoenix's pick in 2027 and 2029, and that's going to be a bad basketball team, and those are going to be good picks. They didn't have to give up any of those. The guy, the pick this Wednesday, the 10th overall pick that was Phoenix's pick they had to trade, if they use that pick, whoever they pick wasn't getting on the floor for this team anyways. They're too deep a team.
There's one name in that draft that everyone cares about, okay? You're not getting
Cooper Flagg.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so I think it's a good trade. I don't think they had to give up too much. Now, the big question will be, if this Kevin Durant's in the last year of his contract, does he want another deal? If he does, he's in line for a big deal.
Yeah.
Are they able to come to some sort of middle ground? Because this is a team that's going to have to pay a lot of guys over the next few years. Mm-hmm. They got a young core and they're good players. So, but this is, if people don't know how to feel, I would say be excited about it.
They'll elevate the team.
Exactly.
Everyone will rise to the occasion.
There's nothing they got worse at yesterday. And the one thing that they were bad at, half court offense and shooting. They got the best half-court offensive player in basketball and the best shooter in basketball.
Unbelievable.
If you there you smell. Go. Sean.
And is he a little bit of a diva on social media?
Oh, my gosh. It's the NBA.
A little bit. Get
Come
over
on.
It.
It'll be fine. I'm all in.
Aren't they all?
Just bring us a ring.
Treat him like one of your kids. Just get over it. You know? You got to work around it.
All right, Sean. We'll let you go so you can do this with every other radio station in Texas
it's
right now.
It's ringing right now.
All right, my dude.
All right, see you.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, the home of 10,000 for the troops, which, thank you guys for your support. You still have a week left, and only,
four days.
You got to get us your cards. The deadline is the 26th. We are counting on the 27th, Friday morning, out at Mack Hike Chevrolet. Now, that helps you. You can bring them out there. Perfect. But yeah, however you need to get us your cards, either drop them off at the radio station or at Mack Hike Chevy. Thank you in advance.
And let's keep things patriotic on the show this morning.
Mm.
We are giving away tickets to the Star Spangled Salute, produced by the Houston Symphony out at Miller Outdoor Theater in Herman Park for the 4th of July.
Nice, right?
Now, that's a free event. So if you're wondering, how are you giving away tickets? We have reserved seats.
Yes, we do.
So this is one of those beautiful things where you don't have to get there like super early.
You don't have to fight the crowd
the
with
hordes,
all your stuff.
The masses.
And then sit there.
No.
Make sure someone sticks around your stuff all day while you alternate potty
we
breaks
know
or whatever.
How that goes.
We have been there. We've all been there.
So this is reserved seating. If you want to go, call us, 713-881-5500. Now, in addition to this reserve seating, we're also giving away a two-night stay at the Westin Houston Medical Center for July 4th and July 5th.
Nice.
So we'll get you set up with your seats, and then you don't have to leave.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can stay on down there. It's going to include complimentary parking and shuttle to Miller Outdoor Theater and complimentary breakfast. So you are entered to win. So everyone who wins this week their reserved seats gets entered for the ultimate prize package for the 4th, which we will be calling a winner for early next week.
And how are we going to be giving these away? That is with Game That Tune. Very simple. This is the one where the song sounds like a video game. It is a very famous patriotic country song. If you can identify it, then you win the tickets and you're entered to win that hotel stay. Call us. We'll talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. If you are looking for plans for the 4th of July, we got them. The Star Spangled Salute, the one with the Houston Symphony out at Miller Outdoor Theater in Herman Park, July 4th. Giving away reserved seating all week long.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Jimmy. Richmond.
Jimmy, are you ready to take a shot at Game That Tune this morning?
I am. I am ready.
Okay, dude. Now, this is a very famous country song. It's not going to sound like that. It's going to sound like some gibberish that just came out of a 1980s video game. You just have to identify the song. That's simple. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's begin, shall we? Jimmy.
We need title and artist, Jimmy. Do you know the song?
It is Lee Greenwood.
Just sing it, and it'll get you there. Just sing the song.
Think about it.
Oh, Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, think of the chorus. Really?
Oh.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, you know this.
Oh, I know. Lee Greenwood. Cross the forest.
Jimmy, I would have thought Lee Greenwood would have been what threw you if I had to pick one thing out of this song, but my
you
word.
You probably are this yourself, Jimmy.
Yes, you are.
Title of the song is most of us.
Mm-hmm.
American Patriot.
Yes. And another way to say that, if you are an American patriot, you are proud to be
an American.
There
at least I know I'm free.
I will accept it. God bless the USA. Parentheses. Proud to be an American.
Yep.
I'm not gonna nitpick you on this.
Nope.
Lee Greenwood.
He's got it.
You did it, Jimmy. That's all we needed today. And that is going to earn you a couple of tickets to go watch some American things.
Some more patriotism in action.
Yes. Maybe
the Houston Symphony.
Maybe even win a hotel stay, Jimmy.
Yes, you are entered to win that, the grand prize. So hang on the line for us.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Allie. So you said you're having problems with the boyfriend.
Yeah, well, I am. It's kind of a problem because he's either going to be mad at me or my friend's going to be mad at me. And I really don't think I can win when it comes to this.
Hmm.
So take us through this. You said in your email this is about a wedding. Like, my assumption is this is not yours.
Yeah, no, it is. It's my friend's wedding, and we've known each other since college. And I feel like it's really important to be there, obviously, right? And especially when it's a friend that, like, you know, I don't get to see her that much in person because she moved to Chicago a few years ago. So I was really excited that they were doing the wedding here because I don't have to travel, right?
Right.
But that was before all this stuff with Steven.
Okay. So what's the problem?
Well, at first everything was fine. But a few weeks ago, his work told him that he needed to be in Florida for a week for, like, some conference presentation or something like that. Anyways, he can't get out of it. And that's when he started having issues with me going alone.
Oh, what's wrong with going alone?
So he really hates that my ex is going to be there.
Your ex is going to this?
He's not the groom, is he?
No. It's her fiance is a friend of his.
Okay.
We all know each other from school.
Right.
You know, like, it's a whole thing. So anyway, so Steven hates my ex. And it's been a thing, and it's like, I get it. You know, they're not supposed to like each other, but I think he's being pretty ridiculous that we can't be in the same place at the same time unless he's there with me, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's obviously your ex, but behind that, is there any, like, other history there? Is there any good reason that he would feel this way?
Have you gotten back together before?
Yeah.
Well, like, just because, like, he's a disgusting person in general.
Your boyfriend?
Oh, no, Derek.
The ex.
So the other guy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Fair.
No, like, this guy, he's like a liar. He like cheated on me, which is why we broke up. And then his life has been a real show since then.
Oh,
and I know the karma is real because it's been real for Derek. And I have to be honest, and I'm kind of loving it.
So what is your boyfriend worried about?
So, all right. What are we trying to accomplish here? What's the goal?
Well, I need to know what to do. Like, do I skip my friend's wedding because of my boyfriend?
Look, we're going to call Steven, and we're going to see if we can get him to fill in some of the gaps to figure out why this...
Yeah, there's got to be something else, right?
Yeah, but give us a minute. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Allie and Steven, they're together.
Right.
She's been invited to her friend's wedding. Now, the friend moved away long ago, and...
Mm-hmm.
And she was so happy when it turned out she was getting married around here.
Yeah.
She did not have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But oops, now Steven does, so he can't go.
So the ex
is at the wedding,
yeah.
Which is a problem for Steven, and we need to figure out why.
Because, like...
Currently, Allie's options are, like, upset Steven
right.
or miss the wedding.
Neither of those are great, so maybe we can talk
Let's
our way through it.
Shed some light on this.
Yeah.
I think we've got Steven lined up. Hey, Steven, you there?
Yeah, hey. So, this is like a... Like a radio show or something?
Or something.
Yeah. Accurate.
Your girlfriend, Allie, was telling us about a wedding that y'all have got coming up.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, she said you didn't want her to go because her ex is going to be there and you have to be out of town for work, I think Florida, was that right?
Yeah, I just don't see why she needs to do this. It's just weird.
Going to the wedding?
Well, what's weird about it? It's my friend's wedding. Like, you're asking me to skip my friend's wedding because my ex is going to be there?
Okay, so we're just going to, like, ambush me this morning?
Man. She has a point, though, right? Like, the ex being there is... I mean, it feels kind of coincidental.
Well, I mean, they're all friends, but that's not her fault.
Yeah, it makes sense why... it makes sense why you would want to be there. But, like, is that really necessary?
Apparently it is. I mean, how would you feel if your girl was going to a wedding... with her ex in attendance, who is still obsessed with her, by the way. I mean, he's convinced that losing her was the biggest mistake in his life, and she's going to be wearing this complete, like, smoke show dress she bought for this occasion.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it's so not that bad. Come on.
Okay, look. It shows off, it's a lot of assets, okay? Like, if I'm there, that's one thing. You know, like, it's, I'm there to protect or whatever, but I'm not. So, like, she's going to be dressing like this, like... this sex spot in front of this guy who's already obsessed with her. Like, what the hell? I mean,
okay, but it's a wedding, man. Like, how bad could the dress be?
It's a very sexy dress. Also, have you seen, like, any wedding movie? This kind of stuff happens all the time, you know?
Okay.
Like, what am I going to do? Like, show up looking like Amish, right? Bill telling Bill. Like, what? Like, that's ridiculous. And you're going to protect me? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Come on.
Listen, you could just, like, tone it down a little bit, you know? That you don't have to go as far as... I just feel... Listen, this is... Honestly, it's disrespectful to me. It's like, you're wearing
God.
This thing to get under his skin more than you already are. Like, you don't have to shove it in his face, okay? Like, you're good, right? You're with me. Who cares? God.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I just like the dress.
Does the bride
it's
like
It's a cute
dress?
Dress.
It's a good question.
I kind of think, like, I feel like I should get first right of refusal on what you're going to wear to an event, even if I'm not going to be there. Like, or you know what? Maybe you just shouldn't go.
Huh.
Are you serious right now? You think that's a reasonable request?
I'm wondering if anyone does think that's a reasonable request. I mean, all things considered, maybe someone sees where he's coming
from. Where's the trust?
Hang on the line for a second, guys. Give us a minute.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. That is annoying to first me. That's right, annoying.
First right of refusal.
Do you think he has a leg to stand on? He should get to say what she wears to a wedding if he cannot go.
Yeah.
No. No.
Is it a respect thing? Like, is it, you know, you're in a relationship with someone? I really don't know. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I'll give you this. Maybe she can't wear that dress in question now because he's raised too big of a stink about it.
Yeah, it's gone too far.
But in general, I don't think that he can just dictate what she wears. That's a slippery slope to me, and I do not like
it. Yeah, what's your play here?
Don't like it.
Honestly.
Don't like that.
Call us. We'll talk to you coming up. First right of refusal for a dress. You know, she's going to a wedding.
Well, for anything.
For any attire.
Yeah, it's like, is that limited to the wedding? Or is he going to pick what she brings for the events surrounding the wedding? Do you see what I mean?
I know. I absolutely do. Let's see what you think. Karen, you're up first. How does this hit you?
Honestly, I agree with him.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah. If he's going to be out of town, obviously she's a grown woman and she should be able to go to a wedding. I don't think she should miss her friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. But I definitely sense in her voice that she's a bit of an attention seeker. The way that her voice rises at the end, you can tell that she's keen on that dress and the attention. So out of respect, go to the wedding, but wear a different dress. Mm-hmm. Very simple.
Okay.
Relationships take, you know, compromise.
They do.
And it is a matter of respect.
Yeah. But don't you feel like it's a little bit of respect is missing for her as well? Now, I get what you're saying about potentially being an attention seeker, but she's friends with the bride. So I'll assume the bride is okay with the dress. And I'm just
the bride's okay with the dress. But even if the bride was, that's not the point. The point is it makes him uncomfortable. And if it was really about the wedding and about being there for her friend, she wouldn't care what she wore. Now, look good, look pretty, feel good about yourself, but there's obviously something about this dress that's a little over the top. And let's face it, he's not being controlling, you know, picking out what she wears to Walmart. Right. He's talking about a wedding that he's going to be out of town, and an obsessed man is going to be there. Okay. I agree with him. I'm sorry.
Karen, thank you. No, we appreciate the feedback. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Like, I've been married for 10 years now, and I just want to say that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, if my wife wanted to go somewhere, like, you don't have any trust in her. Why are you going? Like, what are y'all doing?
Would I would feel weird saying that. You know, I guess in terms of like, hey, look, I need to have prior approval because, like, hey, somebody.
I know couples
weird.
Like that.
Do
and
you?
It is weird.
Can she go to the store like without does he need her approval or does she need his approval to wear something to the store? I mean, like, it just like where do you draw the line?
This
at?
Earlier, yeah. Where does that end? You know, like it, I mean, yeah. Is that you know, does that kind of expand to other parts of your life? Or,
does she get that?
Yeah. What happens?
That same thing. Can she pick out his outfits? He's going to a conference.
Yeah, that's
in
what I was
going to
say. Like, can she pick out his stuff?
Or, he might be looking too hot on the conference floor.
Ooh, yeah. We got to tone that down.
Again, just interesting.
I mean, he even said these things happen in movies. So, I mean, it's like, hey, I've seen movies in Florida too, you know? I mean, you just can't go now.
Everything in Florida is a movie. Dude, thank you so much. If you want to weigh in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So, Allie wants to wear a specific dress to a wedding that her boyfriend, Steven, can no longer attend.
Yes.
Steven says he should get to pick the dress if he is not in attendance.
If she goes at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Because her ex is there and it's a whole thing. But what do you think?
Jaina, what do you think?
Yeah. So I have to admit, as long as I've been married, I agreed to a degree with him. But I think that there's a happy compromise in that they find a dress together that they both like. Because I think it's a matter of respect. And as far as, like, to what end, the vibes I was getting wasn't like he's controlling over everything she does and where she goes. This makes him feel uncomfortable.
You think that this is just a specific
thing? It's an isolated incident.
Yeah, that's going on. He's like, look, I feel weird about this.
I do. Now, if she were going out with her girlfriends and he found out that, like, this specific ex was going to be going to the same facility, he'd probably feel the same way. But I don't think that he's like, you have to put on a full face of makeup, but, you know, be dressed down when you go to the store. Like, I don't think that's what's going on. And I agree with the female caller before that there's something about this dress that accentuates her that she wants to show off. And I'm all for feeling good about yourself. But I think that there's a happy medium where you respect where your partner's coming from.
True. I think it's also difficult that we don't have a visual.
Yeah, that's that.
Right.
That
because
would be,
everybody's line is right. going to be different. It could be a very demure dress. But she just happens to be so curvy.
Can't do anything about it.
Exactly. So aside from wearing like a muumuu,
yeah.
right? Like she's always going to be a
that
little
does,
pow.
That does happen.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
That's life.
It's a body type.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think barring that and seeing it on this woman, it's difficult to say. I agree with you on the respect. And that's why I think she should pick a different dress. But I don't think he gets to pick the dress.
Yeah, I don't think he should get to pick the dress. I think giving him the courtesy of having a say what options there are, I think that's a happy compromise in the middle for them both.
All right. Hey, we appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Dan, what do you think?
So 5 years ago, I would agree with him 100%. And I was the exact same way, and it cost me one of the best relationships I'd ever had.
Okay, so this is something that you've
been
through.
Personally.
Yeah, tell us
I've
a story.
Been there on both sides, and what I found out through a lot of help was that it had nothing to do with her. It had nothing to do with a dress, an event, anything. It had to do with my insecurity from stuff that had happened to me in the past, and I was projecting it onto her.
Right.
And
right.
it drove her away. So he's got to get himself to the point where he either trusts her or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, they got to split.
Yeah, he needs to let her go.
Yeah. It's just a strange thing to, it really is a strange thing to ask, I think. I know other people disagree.
He's not even really asking. He's kind of just demanding.
Yeah, but good Lord. Like,
I get the worrying, but at the end of the day, even if he's there to protect her, what's he going to protect her from? Somebody she doesn't like?
That's the other. It's like
That's a stupid statement.
The protecting thing is like she's surrounded by friends, man. Like, I mean, what?
He's protecting her from herself.
You know,
now, he said she's showing.
That wouldn't surprise me if that was the response. something weird like that was where he was going, but. Yikes. And this costs you a relationship.
Well, he said she's wearing that dress to show off to the boyfriend about what he lost. Mm-hmm. He wants to be there to protect her to show the boyfriend what he has.
Oh, boy. I know people disagree. It just hits so creepy. I don't know any other way to say it. And like you said, it tends to drive a wedge between a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Even didn't have a big problem with it now. Yeah, down the road, she absolutely would. Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, it just kind of lingered there. And mm-hmm. every time my partner at the time would go to do something, I would, and I even got to the point where I did it unknowingly. I would bring up, you know, not being there and, you know, what are you really going for? And that always lingered. And it ultimately got to the point where she said, I can't do this anymore.
Goodness. Dan, I'm sorry to hear that, but thank you so much for sharing that story, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
Have a great
Hopefully
day.
Steven takes you note.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull and the home of 10,000 for the troops. A text message. Saturday, my friend and I dropped off 2,121 handmade cards. At Mac Hike, her
Amazing.
421 cards, me 1,700 cards. Glad to see we kept an individual count of these. I always appreciate that. Good Lord. Have we checked in on Mac Mike?
Now I'm going to send Antoine a quick note.
Yes, this might be a good time. Thank you so much. That comes from Dorothy in Cyprus. Just a reminder, cards are due on the 26th. That is Thursday. Mm-hmm. We are counting the cards on Friday, starting at 6 a.m., going all the way to, what, 9:30, I think is what we're...
Yeah, 9:30 is, I think, the reveal.
Yeah, and that is all going to be happening live at Mac Hike Chevy. So if you want to come out and participate or get us your very last minute cards, you know, please do. What's coming up in trending?
Do you care about color psychology?
What is color psych... No. Should I?
Okay, well, maybe. Apparently, according to the experts, the key to inner peace might be hanging in your closet.
Really?
Yep, stick around. I'll give you the details. Coming up next, What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
So Frito not interested at all in color
well,
psychology.
Well, I just, I, yeah.
But like some people are really into it. Like some people have like power colors. So if they're going into a meeting, they have, it might be that you don't know why. You just feel like this is a lucky shirt. But it
right. Could
be that it's,
yeah.
The shirt is red and you feel like you look very confident and
that,
good
that but it
and
does
red.
It does something for
yes,
you
yes and so that translates to yeah. more confidence and so you get up and you speak a little bit better or you present yourself better than you might normally okay? It also extends out to cars on the highway, right? You hear this a lot. Red cars are the cars for aggressive drivers,
right, and they tend to get pulled over more.
Exactly. Although I don't think there's actually anything to that, not anymore, not in this city. I see people pulled over all the time of varying shades, but it is just the study of how different colors can affect your mood and can affect your behavior.
Okay.
Now some of this is anecdotal, as we were just mentioning, but artists and interior designers are talking about a color that maybe has been forgotten for far too long, and that would be the color green.
Green.
The color green.
Like as...
Like wearing the color green or utilizing the color green.
Right.
In your everyday life could be like the secret to inner peace.
To inner peace? Green?
I'm gonna let you try that on. I mean, I don't hate it.
Okay.
But I look good in green.
Yeah, you are a fan of the... Okay.
I wear black and I wear green, oh. So... That's fine by me. We'll get back to the story, but first, Motley Crue has released a powerful new version of their 1985 hit, Home Sweet Home.
Yes.
With Dolly Parton.
Yes, let's listen to this. If that might hit, I really
it's
don't
for
know.
For a great cause. A portion yeah. of the proceeds will benefit Covenant House, an organization that supports youth facing homelessness by providing food, shelter, and care. The collaboration celebrates the 40th anniversary of the iconic power ballad.
Makes sense.
Motley Crue says having Dolly on the track is a career high. Dolly called it an honor and a joy.
And if there's four guys that know about being high... It is definitely those four.
Let's talk Luke Bryan. Mm. Luke Bryan was doing a show in Arkansas on Thursday, and his voice was starting to go.
Yes.
So he stepped up in a pretty big way for his fans.
I'm going to refund everybody their tickets tonight. And we're going to keep doing the show, okay? We're just going to make this what it is.
Wow, he sounds... rough.
Yeah,
I mean, good
said,
for him.
I cannot have my voice in this venue for some reason. So it's happened before. He says it happens every time. I don't know why.
What? Like, that's one. He plays there and all of a sudden his voice quits every single time.
And it turned out to be so bad he canceled his next two shows due to illness. So that was Friday's show in Dallas.
Oh, poor guy.
It was rescheduled for September 12th. And Saturday night's show was in Lafayette, and that was rescheduled for September 11th.
Okay. All right, man. Wow. I mean, very, very nice of him to do both of those things. But that sounds like you need a break, man.
Yeah, I definitely needed the rest.
Couple of days. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Couple of days might help. The movie Elio, but probably not. Pixar set a record this weekend, but not one the company is especially proud of. The worst opening ever for a Pixar movie.
How does that happen?
$21 million at the box office.
I feel like Pixar movies are supposed to be a guaranteed thing.
I didn't know much about this one, to be honest.
I had not heard
there was a terrible toy and a Happy Meal that I still don't understand.
Oh, no.
But outside of that.
Yeah, I legitimately have no idea. I had heard it was a movie, but that was it. That's the only thing
what's
I got.
What's interesting about this stat, though, is the previous record holder is the one that started it all. Toy Story. That one opened over Thanksgiving of 1995, made $29.1 million in its first 3 days.
Okay, so there's still hope.
Its 5-day total was $39
million. There's still hope.
Toy Story.
It can catch on. You never know. Wow.
Elemental made $29.6 million, I guess, in its opening weekend, but then it went on to earn $500 million globally.
Huh.
That was in 2023. So Pixar is holding out hope, yeah, that Elio will do something like that. How to Train Your Dragon stayed at number one at the box office with $37
million. Oh, there it is. That's how it happens. You're just not the kids' movie of the moment. Yeah, just let it
lost
ride.
A live action.
Let it, yeah.
A live action of How to Train Your Dragon. And back to the color green. Maybe that's what the Elio creators should start wearing. Mm-hmm. So, we talked about artists and designers. So, red, yellow, and orange are known as warm colors. They can evoke feelings ranging from warmth to hostility.
Emotion.
Blue, purple, and green are the cool colors. They can make you feel anything from calm to very sad.
Yeah.
But according to an expert, green stands above them all, especially when you wear it. Green is the psychological primary color that balances the other three. Red,
what?
Yellow, and blue. Too stressed, it'll calm you down. Down in the dumps, it'll lift you up. It's a calming color.
Really?
And you should love wearing it.
Really?
And there are studies that show seeing the color green, like in your environment, lowers your stress level. Like thinking about seeing a green space in a city.
That's true. That helps.
Can
that
lower helps. Your blood pressure, even your heart rate.
Yeah. Okay.
Green is soothing. So wearing green makes you feel more relaxed, makes you feel less anxious.
Wow. Okay. So there you have it.
It's also the color of money.
That's what I was. Yeah. There's very few bad things that are. That have the color green. So, you know, maybe roll with that.
Do with that information what you will. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Making his return to the Money Minutes.
Oh, good.
We have Rick. Rick, how are you feeling today?
I am feeling great. I'm ready. It's time to take the money.
You get to win it.
I am so ready to give some of this money away. Also, very happy to have someone coming through, a wily veteran, if you will. We're going to see if that helps you out. I don't need to explain the rules to you, but I'll do it anyway. Got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of them. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time, but you can't change your answers once you give them. Does all that make sense?
Makes sense.
Katie, are we ready?
Ready. Betcha can't eat just one was the slogan for what chip company?
Lay's.
True or false, crocodiles don't have sweat glands?
True.
When does a day receive the most or least sunlight of the year?
The winter solstice.
Who is the bear in Jungle Book?
Pass.
Who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars in 2022?
Chris Rock.
What is the national language of Denmark?
Dutch.
What gas is yellow-green?
Diesel.
In what city would you find Big Ben? Big Ben. The clock.
London.
The Haunted Mansion is home to how many happy haunts?
Seven.
The Bahamas lie off the coast of what state?
Florida.
We'll count Florida. We'll count Florida. How do we do?
Not horrible. So let's go over. When does a day receive the most or least sunlight of the year? You said winter solstice. I think I would have just taken that as solstice.
Solstice, yeah. It was in there.
You said it.
Yeah.
You said it. One of that.
As a solstice.
Correct, right? So
a solstice.
I'll accept it. Who is the bear in Jungle Book?
Baloo.
What is the national language of Denmark?
Is it Dutch?
It's Danish.
Danish is the language. Got it.
Let's look up gases that are yellow-green, because y'all, I always give these to Frito before.
I also thought diesel on that one.
I had chlorine.
But I think I was just thinking of the pump. I don't think I was thinking of the gas.
That's what I was thinking.
I think I was thinking of the handle on the pump. You know, but even then I was like, when I was like, ethanol? Diesel? Like, like the froofy gas? the one with corn in it? Like, what are we? But no, I don't
gasoline
think.
Gasoline is clear, colorless.
Yeah, I don't think that would qualify as the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the Haunted Mansion is home to how many happy haunts?
999. Why?
There's always room for one more.
Mm. Disney classic, my friends.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, great attempt.
Did we get closer or further away this time?
Yeah, is this a better, worse? How did you do?
I'm going to say you missed three.
Well, I think it's better because, you know, we didn't have Van Gogh painting the canvas. So, definitely better.
There we go.
I like the progress, my man. Sign up again, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500. I'm excited this week because in addition to everything else that's going on, we have Disney products to give away, y'all. Now, what is this? What are we doing?
Not only do we have Disney product, we have the best of the Disney products. A celebration of the 80s and 90s.
What?
In concert.
Wait.
At Smart Financial Center.
What? Sugarland. What do you mean in concert? What is this?
I mean, it's the very best Disney and Pixar hits.
Huh?
From the 80s and 90s.
Performed
by, like, Broadway stars.
This is amazing. I just knew it was Disney something. I didn't know this was like my core childhood.
Oh yeah, fan favorite moments from Hercules, A Goofy Movie, Toy Story, The Little Mermaid, Newsies, Aladdin, Tarzan, The Lion King, Mulan, Beauty and the Beast, Pocahontas, and so much more.
Okay, are you sure this fits? Because I know we have a Disney game. Are you sure this joyous event fits what we're about
no,
to do?
No, okay. Not at all. Not all right. At all, no.
This is Dark Disney,
to be fair,
guys.
We didn't know what it was when we created the game.
No. But you know,
everything that we just got excited about and everything you love.
Opposite of that.
We're going to ruin it.
Yeah.
With Dark Disney.
We're going to do it right now.
Yeah. So these are Disney movies reimagined as if they were horror flicks. It just takes a few tweaks. And
is it really that?
You really get there.
Okay. So Katie is going to give you a plot synopsis.
Yes.
That is, in fact, a Disney movie. Believe it or not, you just have to identify the Disney movie that she is describing for you.
That's you get it. Three. Mm. So you have to get two of them.
Oh.
And if you do, you will win your tickets to see the best.
Pure joy.
Just the 80s and 90s.
Just pure joy. With the, good Lord, I need tickets to this. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We will play coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Dark Disney.
Dark Disney. Disney. I mean, I don't know if this is the best idea. It is, and I love it.
It's fun putting it together.
Let's meet our first contestant. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, what's up? Are you ready to play Dark Disney?
I am, I think.
Okay, so now believe us when we say this. Each one of these three synopsis Katie is going to give you is for a Disney movie. Disney movie. It
just a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. The question is, can you identify that Disney movie? And we're about to find out.
You can get two of the three. We will send you to this wonderful celebration of the best of the Disney 80s and 90s.
It'll be much brighter, much happier.
Yes.
Yes.
Just got to get through this first. So, how about a family is cursed one by one, and to save them from themselves, a young woman must uncover the source of evil before the walls literally collapse around them. What if the miracle was never a gift?
Good Lord.
But a prison.
Wow.
That last part was important. What if the miracle was never a gift, but a prison?
Oh, one by one. I'm not sure about that one.
You can miss one. So do you just want to throw out a guess?
It's a new one.
Yeah, one more. Oh, that's probably why I'm old. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
Okay, that's all right. Not a problem.
Pass.
Not a problem.
How about in a quiet forest, two young souls forge an innocent bond, but as they grow, nature and nurture rip their friendship apart. What begins as playful companionship spirals into a game of survival, betrayal, and bloodlust. One is trained to kill. The other is running out of places to hide.
This is a Disney movie.
Is a Disney movie.
Yeah, this sounds horrible. Fox and the Hound?
Yes.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Yes. Nailed it. That is the Fox and the Hound, and this is for the win.
He wants to be like you and me. But the more he lies, the more grotesque he becomes. His days are plagued by real-life nightmares with only his unblinking conscience to keep him company. Pinocchio.
Absolutely Pinocchio.
Yay!
Congratulations. You are going to see some Disney.
Awesome. That was ridiculous.
That was...
Your prize is not.
That was fantastic, I think is what you were going for.
What was the first one?
Encanto.
It was Encanto. Okay, that was going to be my guess. Have you ever seen that one? That is a new one.
No, I have not.
You should check it out.
They all have gifts.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's a
except
whole
for her.
Thing. And
there's a prophecy. And
check it out. You'll dig it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
All right, look. Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets.
Yes, sir.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
Busy guy today.
Dude, he's
just
jumping back and forth.
But you know my priorities.
Oh, no. I'm actually amazed.
Big group big sports group.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the dedication. By the way, it's like all NBA all the time. Oklahoma City won a championship last night.
They did. We live in a world where Oklahoma City is
don't
the
like
champion
that.
Of the NBA. Nothing just says tradition like quite like Oklahoma City being a champion in a professional sport.
Loves the truck stop.
Isn't that funny? I had forgotten about that.
Every time I see them in that jersey, I'm just like,
yeah,
y'all are not a real NBA. Like, I mean, I know, but it's y'all belong in Seattle.
Right. No,
you never should have left.
I think about people up in Seattle. They never should have left. That was a market that supported them.
Horrible.
They allowed.
That's heartbreaking for them. Like, Seattle doesn't have enough to be depressed about it.
Dude,
anymore.
I can empathize. Mm. And you might think, well, Sean, you've been in Houston a while. Perhaps you're talking about any success the Titans have as the former Oilers. No. I grew up in Connecticut. A Hartford Whalers season ticket holder.
Oh, my word.
And they won the Stanley Cup as the Carolina Hurricanes in the early 2000s. And people are listening right now going, okay, we don't care about your
No, I'm sorry. What was
your
the name of that team?
They were the Hartford Whalers. They have the greatest logo of all time, Katie.
I remember the Hartford Whalers.
I'm
going to
tell you right
Whalers.
Now, I'm going to wear my Hartford Whalers t-shirt tomorrow for you guys
do.
So you can see the logo
do.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it was a great team.
They were good, man.
The point is, like, yeah, when in a situation like that where now Seattle is left, I mean, they... No basketball since the Sonics left.
No.
It is. It hurts. It stings.
They've got to wait on expansion. The honestly, not to go too far down a nerdy business rabbit hole, the Lakers sold for $10 billion last week.
Yes, they did.
They sold the team at a value of $10 billion. That might actually, in a weird way, help Seattle because the owners may look around going, time for two expansion teams.
Time to
throw a few
more in.
The expansion fee is going to be billions of dollars to start up a team. So maybe Seattle gets a team that way. But anyways... OKC, the champs. The big story in this game last night, Tyrese Halliburton.
His leg exploded.
The best player on the Pacers and one of the signature players of this postseason
yes,
so far.
Yes, yes.
The Pacers have been an amazing story in each of their series, including this one. They've had a game where they've come back from down like 10 with a minute and a half to go.
He had like the ghost of Reggie Miller coursing through his
knocking
veins.
Down huge shots.
And
all
he started
postseason.
Off hot.
In that game,
hot.
He hit his first three threes. Yeah. I mean, he went out in this game early, though. There was 5 minutes left. He hit three threes, and then dribbling down the floor, his leg just collapses. And they did that thing where they show it in slow motion, and you can see the back of his right leg buckle.
Yeah, the Achilles injury. It's like that pop. Yeah, the calf goes up.
Yeah.
Like that thing. It's a horrible injury.
It's a horrible injury.
It takes forever to rehab from it.
It's not as bad as it used to be, but yes, it's one of the longer it's one of the longer injuries to rehab from. It's also one of the more it takes more of a toll, you know, on a guy in a sport where you rely on explosiveness like you do in basketball. So he's going to be out. Like, that had to be the weirdest thing. We talk about Seattle fans watching the Thunder win a championship. Imagine being a Pacers fan. Your best player goes out with what everybody knows is an Achilles injury 5 seconds after it happens, with 3.5 quarters still left in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. I can't imagine the dichotomy of sitting there rooting on your team because, right, we got to take care of business. This is the singular game that we can win a championship.
This
they haven't
it.
Won one in decades.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in the back of your head, you're going, next season is torpedoed.
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to miss the whole season next year.
Probably so. Yeah.
So you're coming to grips with like, okay, if we don't win this game seven, then who the hell knows when we're going to be back in this spot right here. We know it won't be next year because we're going to be missing our best guy. And boy, so there's certain teams that can lose their best player, but you know they're a deep team, whatever they may be.
That's not that team.
You can grind through it. He's the guy. He's the straw that stirs the drink on that team.
The thing is, like, he was playing on a strain.
Yeah.
Like, notably, he's like, hey, okay, he's got kind of getting treatments, kind of going out there working. Because, you know, obviously, you need to. It's the finals, and that just, this is
he's
what.
He's so close.
Yeah.
This is
yeah,
what
you're
happens.
That close. You got,
this
yeah,
is the
this
risk
is what you
of that.
Play for.
Yeah.
I give him credit for that, because there would, I think there would have been.
What can you do? I honestly, what can you do?
I think, like, there would have been guys who wouldn't have played in that game on that injury.
That is.
Yeah. And he did. And now he's paying the price.
Oh, and by the way, we got Kevin Durant. In case you missed it.
ICYMI, as they say on the socials. Yeah, we got Kevin Durant.
How's everyone reacting to this around as
mixed.
He makes the media rounds?
I put up a poll last night on Twitter, and I had the three choices, like an approval rating poll, and the three choices were strongly approve, thumbs up, I'm okay with it, or I disapprove of this. The least was disapprove.
Okay.
I would say, if I can recall, I would say like 70% were in one or the other. Approved to some degree.
Right.
Okay.
Like, okay with it and approved strongly.
So not
were like
not,
about
not taking to the,
not
taking to the streets with joy, but
also not lighting everything on fire.
No. That's, you're right. Somewhere in the middle.
Not lighting everything on fire in a negative sense.
Any fires that are being lit are campfires, you know, where we're just gathering around them and saying, do we like this Kevin Durant fella?
We're not quite
not
sure.
Not burning anything down except a few logs. That's it.
He's going to sell a lot of jerseys.
He will sell a lot of jerseys. Well, I think he's going to sell a lot of tickets.
Oh, yeah. No
I think,
doubt.
Like, I think, you know, I'm not saying the Rockets have a ticket problem.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, thank God.
No, but they're
another
not.
Another game I'll never be able to get into.
But they're not sold out all the time. You know, I think, like, Kevin Durant is a. He isn't. Say what you will about his personality. He's a needle mover.
Box
you know?
Office draw.
Box
if
office.
You smell. Sean.
Sean.
All right.
Three more interviews.
I got to go down
more,
the hall.
Yeah, businesses of sports.
I've done more interviews in this building about this topic than I normally do, like, in a month. I've got three scheduled after the show.
Sean,
it's crazy.
We like you here every day, just remember, like you said.
All right.
All right, man. Good luck.
All right. Love you guys.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
The story is wonderful.
Look, I agree. It's hard for me to wrap my head around anyone that would voluntarily keep an exotic bird as a pet. And they're not this. It's not the same. I'm not.
Yeah, because a parrot.
It's like keeping a tiger or something.
Exactly. Like, if, growing up, if you knew someone that had a parrot, it wasn't the same as, like, knowing someone that had a monkey.
No, but they're loud, man. They're loud, and they're smart, and they live
a long time. I mean,
as far as you're concerned, forever.
They mimic you.
Yeah.
They're like children.
Yeah, so it can go. I just feel like it can go wrong.
They never forget.
Like with this parrot in Massachusetts, which is in the news because it will not stop swearing. Like, it's all the wrong words. Literally all the wrong words.
We try not to react because we don't want to encourage it. There's times we have to leave the room to laugh. He was being fed human cereal, white bread. That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's malnutrition. If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. Other than the niceties, that's as far as the niceties go. The rest of it is slurs, cusses, things I can't repeat on camera. The first time I heard him drop the MF-er word, it was the first thing I thought of was snakes on a plane. We didn't want somebody to bring him home, and then all of a sudden he starts throwing slurs around, and you had no idea you were getting into this.
It's a problem. So who's going to want this bird?
Everyone. I mean, literally everyone.
As it turns out,
the potty house parrot had no problem
Lord,
getting adopted.
50 different applications.
From all over the United States and Canada.
Everyone wants this bird, who is named Hendrix the parrot. So with that said, I guess one of y'all is going to get what you asked for. You're going to get, like, the foulest mouth pirate parrot that there is.
But I guess that's better than a murder parrot. Wasn't that
Rambo? God.
Rambo was his name. I remember that.
Oh.
It was in Florida. And the cops got called because neighbors heard a parrot screaming like a human and yelling, help me. Now, they didn't know it was a parrot. They thought it was a person.
Because it sounded exactly like a person.
And then the guy was like, oh, it's just my parrot.
It's just my murder parrot.
So obviously, the parrot is mimicking something.
Exactly. What did the parrot...
Why did they not look into that guy more?
What has that parrot heard? Have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.